Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Blitz Turncoat Tuesday. It's the second day of April 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you have to hit star 6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 45 degrees today. Here, 4,200 feet high in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 50 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, you know, yesterday I thought it was the anniversary of Spike's death. The anniversary of Spike's death was March 2nd. There's going to be so many dead people, man. I mean, I can't even keep fucking track anymore. And I'd asked Laura a couple of months ago, you know, when Spike's death was. I was sure it was in March because I remember raising all the hell because I hate March. But at any rate, at least we honored him. That being said, our new number seems to have worked for one whole fucking day before it started. Yesterday everything ran perfect. Today when we turned the conference line on, and everything started fucking up again. Well, thanks to the people at Google. They must not like that talk about the long shot yesterday, because that is a fucking reality they're going to face. That being said, let's see what we're going to start with today. That'd be Houston Police Department killers get lifetime pensions for murdering the Tuttles. Oh, there's a fucking surprise. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, HPD killers, that is Houston Police Department killers, get lifetime pensions for murdering the Tuttles. Well, you know, it's part of that corporate immunity for killing a subject. I mean, when the royalty kills a subject, you can't, I mean, it's a subject. You can't punish a royalty for killing a subject. This is from Liberty News. It was sent in by People for Life and Freedom. Following the botched no-knock drug raid at that left Dennis Tuttle and his wife, Regina Nichols, dead in their Houston home, the narcotics officer who lied to obtain the warrant, Gerald Goines, has been allowed to retire. So, you know, they came and they had drugs to plant on him. They came to the wrong place and come in and killed this man and his wife in their own fucking house. And boy, what's up? Life! Life with the pension! Yes, sir.
Evidently it wasn't botched. They got rewarded.
I stand corrected, Charlie. You are right. They did exactly what they were supposed to do, and they got their reward for doing so. Other officers that took part in the raid have also been granted retirement. Jeez, man. I mean, how would it be if we went out and killed somebody, and would we get a retirement? Or we get a retirement. We get put so far underneath the prison they'd have to pump light to us and air. The Harris County District Attorney is reviewing over 2,000 cases involving Goines and his team, and several charges have already been dropped as a result. Criminal fucking cabal here, and what's their fucking punishment? fucking a lifetime of free fucking money on you and me. We're going to pay those murdering son of a bitches for the rest of their miserable lives, which should be, I mean, if these were my relatives, they wouldn't collect a whole lot. In the raid that left the Tuttles dead, Goines falsely claimed to have witnessed a confidential informant purchase heroin in the home. In the search following the deadly raid, the only heroin reportedly found was in the vehicle and raid vest of Officer Gerald Goines. It's alleged he intended to plant the heroin, but was shot during the raid and evacuated. Shot by his own people, by the way, I believe. Despite promises by Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo to terminate the employment of Goines when the officer was released. Oh, God, he might have got the worst thing that could happen. I mean, that would have been terrible if he'd got fired. I mean, for murdering somebody, two people, fired? That would have been a fucking outrage in itself. Oh, man. Terminate the employment of Goines when the officer was released from the hospital. The dirty cop was allowed to retire. He's not dirty cop. He's a fucking murderer. Murder. That's what you call that when you kill somebody without cause, without justification. It's called murder. But you know what? He works for a union. All he had to do is go turn his gun in, and his brother union, Blackwater Union Brothers. Well, they fucking just made sure that he was rewarded well for the fucking, because the idea here is for this Blackwater USA to fucking subjugate the people, to terrify us into compliance to the fucking 14th Amendment, to the fact that the goddamn government rules over us. We don't rule over it. They are the authority. We are not the authority. Goines was a 34-year veteran of the Houston Police Department. God, just think how many atrocities that bastard committed, and now what's he get for it? And carried a notorious reputation in the community that he served. They like to throw. Well, how can you throw that fucking word in there? According to a 2016 report, Houston Police Department retired officers received between $3,400 and $4,000 monthly, despite their actions that led to the death. No, despite the fucking murder of Dennis Tuttle and his wife, Gerald Goines, and his colleagues will receive up to $48,000 a year until death. You heard Trump just the other day, because of all the fucking production they put on with the Mueller report and everything that fucking so irrelevant. The gas gone up to $3 a fucking gallon again. Now that's relevant in my life. This fucking bullshit, this production and the millions, fuck the billions that have been paid to these law firms for this phony fucking investigation nation shit that leads nowhere but to distracting the people from the fact that they're fucking invaded. Oh, what else can I say? Colorado passes bill to seize guns from people deemed threat to self or others. This ain't nothing new. This is from Reuters. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Colorado legislature on Monday passed a, quote, red flag. We'll call it red flag. We said confiscation, and that'd be a bad thing to do. We'll call it red flag like we call it gun safety. Red flag. Red flag, that's what we'll call it. It's open gun confiscation. We'll just put a different label on it, and these fucking retarded Americans will just fall for it. Red flag bill that would allow those deemed a threat to have their firearms seized despite opposition by most of the state sheriffs and threats of legal challenges in the admiralty courts. Oh, here we go. Both chambers of the Democratic controlled, and it's the them goddamn Democrats. It ain't Paul Ryan and all the rest of those fucking, the fucking Republicans are putting out that fucking confiscation bills too now, aren't they? They certainly are not standing against it. Wasn't it Lindsey Graham the other day that actually said the word confiscation? Isn't he a Republican? Fuck that. There are no Democrats. There are no Republicans. There's no left. There is no right. There are no conservatives. No liberals. There's just no law. That's the problem here, people. Both chambers of the Democratic-controlled General Assembly approved the measure, sending it to the desk of Governor Jared Polis, also a Democrat. Hold them Democrats. We need to kill all them Democrats. Us Republicans or something like that. Because the Republicans ain't out there pushing for guns. It wasn't a Republican that said, we'll take the guns and then we'll give them some due process. that was a Democrat, wasn't it? They're all fucking communists, international communists. Get used to it. Who has indicated his support for the measure. If signed into law, Colorado would become the 15th state to enact similar legislation, also called extreme risk protection orders, according to a statement from the state house to Democrats. And like I said, I don't know if I read the article yesterday, but they're talking about the state, you know, because the sheriff's ain't going to state confiscation teams. Well, get ready to fucking die, state confiscation teams. Under the legislation, a family member or law enforcement officer. A law enforcement officer. You mean a Blackwater motherfucker like the ones that worked over there in Abu Ghraib who raped little children in front of their fucking parents? One of those diabolical bastards like we just covered there in Houston that fucking murdered two people and get a fucking lifetime retirement out of it? A lifetime of fucking relaxation? A fucking pension paid by the people? And this a woman named that Regina or whatever her name was, she was a supporter of the Boys in Blue, don't you know? You know, the fucking Blackwater USA. Call them what they are. Enforcement officer could petition a judge to seize firearms from a person they think is a threat to themselves or others. The judge could then hold a hearing without the targeted person being present and grant a temporary order for 14 days. After the two-week order, both the petitioner and the gun owner could then try to persuade a judge why the firearm should or should not be returned. None of your fucking business. You cannot fucking read. This is goddamn corporate policy. Nothing more. And it is in violation of fucking ratified fucking law of the people. It is in defiance of our authority as the fucking rulers of this country. Excuse me a second. About 50 of the state's 62 elected sheriffs opposed the measure, according to Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams, who told Reuters he would not enforce the law because it could put his deputies at risk if they raid a home without prior notice. You think we're just going to let this shit happen? And don't talk about me no sheriffs, you union Blackwater motherfucker. You wear that. I'm a sheriff. I heard him talking about it this morning. They had this son of a bitch and sheriff on here, this one that's going to go to jail if he has to, for defying and for refusing. And they said that he was sworn to uphold the law on the books. No, the policy on the books. How law is made in this country was quite fucking clear in the fucking original constitution for this country. And no law could be made in this country. There was no authority for any law to be made in this country that had anything to do with any of our fucking rights. In fact, the only laws that could be made were those that enhanced and enforced our rights. But like I said, you know, they're not true sheriffs. They are not, a true sheriff is sworn into the common law jurisdiction. He is the people's fucking, he represents the people's authority, the individual's authority, as it is exercised through the common law court, which stands neutral until.
Yeah, part of that control is that if somebody tries to challenge, like, first of all, they say, well, you got to be a peace officer before you can run for sheriff. Well, anybody that supposedly works for the county as a peace officer, they can't. You sign your own death warrant if you try to challenge a sitting sheriff.
Of course,
so
you
do. It's strictly controlled.
Oh hell yes! This is corporate mafia. Like, this is Blackwater USA. I mean, tell me, what was Blackwater? It was a contracted agency that fucking did interrogations and torture and fucking killed goddamn people in foreign countries under contract to bring them into the subjugation of the fucking New World Order. Plain and simple. Why? Because the Jews wanted their fucking resources. It's real simple. After the two-week order, both the petitioner and the gun owner could try to persuade the judge with why the firearm should or should not be returned. There is no fucking talking about it. The second article says what it fucking says, and it means what it fucking means, and it's going to be enforced from close up and from far away. The Second Amendment to the United States Constitution guarantees citizens the right. I mean, listen to how they just write this. Just listen. The Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees citizens the right to keep and bear arms. Opponents say that the Colorado measure goes too far because it goes too far. It can't go nowhere, can it? It can't go nowhere. If that's a guaranteed right, it can't go nowhere, can it? Or it's an infringement, right? I mean, we're still speaking the English language and living by physics, correct? Opponents say the Colorado measure goes too far because it does not allow for a person to be heard in court before a judge issues a gun removal order. No, it's not for a person to be heard in court. It's for a fucking complaint to be filed. If it's a criminal complaint, then there's the preliminary process of the common law fucking grand jury. If it's a civil issue, like that gun belongs to me, or you, or I bought the gun, you didn't deliver, kind of a fucking deal on a contract, a private contract in the common law, then it's a jury that fucking decides, a common law jury, and that the process has to be absolutely complete, and the verdict from the jury before anything can happen. Because it doesn't allow for a person to be heard in court before a judge issues a removal order. A judge has no fucking authority to do anything in our world. In the common law, the judge does not have the authority to do anything. His only job is to make sure that the procedures are followed and that everybody's rights are protected. That is his only charge. Now, when the goddamn jury, that you can ask a jury to have somebody hung in the fucking streets, and they say yes, and it happens. That's how the common law works. And that's our law. That is the people's authority. Unchallenged statements made by a petitioner before a judge would be sufficient for law enforcement to enter the person's home and confiscate their private property, but very dangerous. Just like the sheriffs. I mean, that's why these sheriffs are talking about this shit. They know when you come, their fucking bullets are gonna fly. You just ain't coming and fucking taking nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a model number for the goddamn Rotor-Teller, not for the engine. Wrong number. All there is to it, huh?
I didn't get that. I think somebody may have their phone on conference. Something about a rototiller. Unchallenged, confiscated and, okay, let's start over. Unchallenged statements made by a petitioner before a judge would be sufficient for law enforcement to enter the person's home and confiscate their private property, the National Rifle Association said in a statement. Oh, boy. Wow. They're going to stop it, aren't they? Yeah, send some money to those son of a bitches. They could buy some little boys for those senators and those fucking congressmen to booger. And maybe they could get some relief for you for your second article right, which is abso-fucking-lutin' above all of them and all of their trashy fucking deals. One of the proposal sponsors, Representative House Representative Tom Sullivan, said he ran for elected office after his son Alex was killed in a mass shooting at a Colorado movie theater. We all remember that. Remember all the shooters in the theater, and they were just all showing it. There was two or three fucking shooters in there. And then the guys just out back by the car, just like he had been drugged, and then they played that fucking false flag bullshit on us. And you know what, you son of a bitch, Alex, what the hell's his name? Tom Sullivan. You fucking treasonous piece of shit. You have no authority over my second article, right, you cocksucker? You and your goddamn admiralty jurisdiction, you better get the fuck off this land while you're able. This bill will give law enforcement and families the tools they need to stop tragedies from constantly happening and save lives, said Sullivan, a Democrat. We live in a country, and you add in the truth of the goddamn invaders that are already in this country. We're over 400 million fucking people. Oh, you're going to get an incident every fucking day. If that's what you want to, if that's what you want to project through your propaganda ministry, oh, you're going to get an incident every day because it's going to happen that many goddamn people. I mean, it's just the numbers. It's math. The Board of Commissioners is heavily Republican. Oh, my goodness. The Board of Commissioners is heavily Republican. Now we have a controversy. El Paso County passed a resolution last month vowing to actively resist, in quotation marks, the law, including taking legal action. You find fucking resist. Resist is when you get your fucking head blowed off for trying to violate a fucking law, a true fucking law. A law that was fucking ratified by the people of every fucking state in the fucking union. You are not taking our fucking guns. Including taking legal action. Ooh, in the admiralty. You're going to go to one of the Star Chamber courts and plead your case. I mean, I was listening to Cornkey. I hadn't listened to a long time this morning. And, you know, he was talking about this sheriff thing here, and you know how, well, he was a real sheriff. You know, he'd go out and get the posse and none of this. We've been telling you a long fucking time ago, none of them are. They're all Blackwater fucking operations, no matter what name you put on them. They're wearing military insignia. This is a standing army you were warned about. Oh, and then he went on, man. He talked about the Missouri legislatures and how, you know, they like a week or two ago, you know, they said that they would no force, we're going to enforce no federal laws. And then he buys against his own argument that if they can say yes, they can say no. But that's what more legislators need to do. We don't need to get rid of that 14th fucking amendment that makes us subject to the shit. No, we can't do that. It would ruin industry. Man, there's so much money involved here, people. That money, that mammon's way more important than fucking liberty. That's must have been what our founders, our true founders, believed. That's why they went out and fucking with no fucking shoes on their feet in the snow and bleeding and fucking using a goddamn pike to fucking fight with. They fucking killed to get those rights for us. Because, well, you know, industry's more. And that's what's gutting my ass anymore. Fuck industry. Fuck mammon. Fuck money. What was it? Supposedly, Benjamin Franklin said anyone that would trade liberty for safety deserves neither. Anyone who would trade liberty for fucking commerce deserves neither. How about that? You would trade my fucking liberty so that you could fucking make some bucks, would ya? No, but that's all a part of the goddamn patriotic fucking industry, isn't it? You guys try to sit down and calculate how much money since in the last fucking 20 years has been made. It is an industry. It's a monster industry. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. The prepping, the selling of the guns and all of this shit. They don't want it to stop. They don't want there to be no fucking war. That would get rid of their industry. Not to mention if it's an all-out uprising, fucking who's to tell who has what at the end of the fucking day, huh? Because none of the titles to anything since 1869 are worth the paper they're fucking written on. Period. Whether you like it or not. That's reality. That's law. Where were we here? This bill would give... Okay. Stop tragedies. The Board of Commissioners is heavily Republican. That's where we're. El Paso County passed a resolution last month vowing to actively resist. You're not supposed to resist. When did they? Well, I guess they were resisting at Lexington and Concord. How did they resist? You can put me in jail and we'll go into the admiralty courts and see if the admiralty that we're a part of, that we're contracted under, has the authority to go in and take your guns. And that'll be constitutional. Really, it will. And it's a very good deal for you. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser sounds better, a Democrat, told lawmakers he believes the bill is constitutional. Well, what the fuck if he believes it's fucking constitutional? It might be constitutional all over the place under that corporate charter you're operating under that corporate fucking policy that you think you're going to rule your fucking subjects under the 14th Amendment. But under the law of this nation, it is high fucking treason and sedition. And you, motherfucker, had, what's his name? Attorney Phil Weezer. You got a fucking rope coming to you, buddy, right here with this statement. That's all it takes to hang your fucking ass for treason, because it is treason. Border Patrol chief sounds alarm. Invaders being immediately released. No. I mean, I was listening to that fucking speech of that two-bit fucking carnival barker, fork-tongued son of a bitch, Trump, the other day. And he's talking, 200,000 apprehensions at the border. 200,000 apprehensions, people. That's how bad it is. And just, again, you know, it's just like the rest of this bullshit. I want to be there. I want to see. And then what did you do with them after you apprehended them there, Donnie? Oh, well, we gave them money and we gave them a bus ticket to come to your neighborhood to chop your children up. Not a fucking, you know what, we read the article from Ann Coulter. I mean, that's one of their fucking talking heads for Fox. The other day, how many deportations have there been, including MS-13 gang members arrested for fucking murdering and everything else? How many people? What was that number she gave us? Oh, that's right, fucking zero. So the more they keep bragging about, they plan to, I think I have one here that says they plan to apprehend 100,000 this week. Apprehend. I mean, they try to act like that word's apprehend. Apprehend means that they take them and they set them down, and they're not even filling out the fucking paperwork no more. They're pouring over the border so much. They're just taking them down into the cities and dropping them off on our fucking streets, people. That's what you're paying for. That's what your knight in shining armor on his white charger standing on the hill is doing. He's doing exactly what he was put there to do. We talked about this many times about, you know, like George Bush Jr. He was infamous for fucking borrowing companies, you know, into fucking huge loans on companies and stuff by falsifying records. And then when all the money, you know, pay it out to the shareholders, his buddies, and then bankrupt the company and dump it on the people, stole money from the people. That's what his forte was. And when he was elected president, what the fuck did he do? What the fuck did he do? Wasn't he the one that handed Henry Paulson our fucking treasury? By his authority? I didn't know he could do that. I thought that belonged to the Congress in the original Constitution. But this isn't the Constitution. This isn't the Republic now, is it? This is fucking the United States Corporation. And these motherfuckers, it's, well, what's their policy? It's what they decide from moment to moment. And they have the authority to change the policy at will. And you, as a fucking corporate subject, don't have a god. We're going to have 5 minutes for you people to comment, and then we're going to fucking vote to hang your asses. How you like that? Huh? For no reason. Yeah. Have a good day. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and of course, that was Social Distortion. Down here with the most of us. Beneath this corporate aristocracy. Invading immediately. The number of migrant families and children entering the U.S. from Mexico is so high that Border Patrol is immediately releasing them instead of transferring them to the agency responsible for their release. Well, geez, golly, you mean that instead of taking them over there, they're not, well, they must have to write their checks right there and hand them right to them, huh? Or just hand them cash? I mean, they've probably taken crates of cash down there and just hand them the cash, I guess, if they're just going to release them on the streets. Forcing local governments to help coordinate their housing, meals, and travel. And fuck the 100 million Americans living in tent cities and on the fucking streets. American nationals who own this goddamn country. And fuck the people that the American middle class and the working poor that are paying for all this fucking shit. We need to work toward a clean sweep. Border Patrol Deputy Chief of Operations Richard Hudson said in a letter obtained by the Associated Press sent to sector chiefs Thursday, this should be our daily battle rhythm. The thing is, you know, just like I said in his speech, we plan to apprehend 100,000. We're going to apprehend. I mean, to you and me, that means somebody's going to jail. Apprehend to them means it may be redefined in the newest edition of Black's Law. We'll have to look. But apprehended means that you get fucking stopped, and you say a refugee or child. You have a child with you, a refugee, and you get handed the check. And there's so many, we can't get to the bus. The bus terminal is fucking packed. The airplanes won't hold no more to take them into the interior of the United States. We're just going to have to drop you right on the streets. But here's plenty of money to get you a ticket. Get in line to get on the airplanes and the goddamn trains and planes and automobiles and, come to a community near you and me. And go, and by the way, stop by. They got to sell them machetes, over there at Cabela's. They got nice, sharp machetes over there at Cabela's. We gave you enough money to pick one of those up on your way. We need to work toward a clean sweep, Border Patrol Deputy Chief Operations Johnson said. Agents are still doing medical screening and criminal checks, but the decision means thousands of families will be released without first going through U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement, which manages their deportation cases. So there will be no deportation cases even. They're not even filing for deportation no goddamn more. You have wide open fucking borders. Whoo, boy, old Trumpy, he fucking shut that shit down, didn't he? Every one of them is going to leave. We told you. God damn you. I mean, you people were listening. You people out there, it's a lot of you people that listen out there. You're just like, God damn, that son of a bitch. We told you that not one of them was going anywhere. And how many have gone? Not one has gone. A million have already come back across in this fucking year, people. A fucking million of them. How many are you going to let get here until they just overwhelm you with their fucking numbers? There are 7 billion people in this fucking on this fucking planet. How many? I mean, goddamn, we're badass. We're a tough fucking country. We're strong people. We're the most savage fucking people on the planet when we're put to the task. But eventually, the numbers will overwhelm us. What are you going to do? Launch a nuke onto your own backyard because you let the son of a bitches fucking just walk right past you? That's what Cornegie was talking about that too. He said, no use to go down. And that's one thing, you know, I'm glad he realizes that. And he fucking, you know, he said it, no use to go down to the border. If you went down there, they'd fucking run you off. They don't want this shit stopped. They're facilitating. And that is Trump. And I think about that goddamn rally there in Michigan. And they're talking about, you know, he's just playing the same. This is an outrage. Yeah, it's a fucking outrage under your charge, you son of a bitch. You've made it more of an outrage. And that's what you're going to campaign against, your own fucking outrage? Boy, that about to work on. Well, like I said, they did at least in the mainstream say, well, this is his loyal base. You know, the good old boy Masons and the dirty churchers. The ones that are fucking making bank and industry off of this fucking shit as they try to make you and me slaves because they want slave labor. They don't want a guy that walk up and they fucking say, hey, don't get in my face, you son of a bitch. You talk to me like a man. I do a man's work. Just because you found out your old lady was screwing somebody else last night, you're going to come in and fucking think you're going to take it out on me. I'll fucking knock you out. That's what an American is. They want fucking humble, begging. They want fucking people down there. They want you to learn how to kowtow. I mean, you should work on it. It's an art. The Del Rio and Rio Grande Valley sectors in Texas and the Yuma, Arizona sector earlier announced that agents would begin to release families on their own recognizance. A Border Patrol official not authorized to speak on the matter said Wednesday. And I mean, these people are cheering at this rally. And we're gonna close up. All he has to do is say wall. Like what the fuck is a wall? You got fucking Constantina wire there. They fucking dig a hole underneath the Constantina wire. I mean, they went down there for the show. And we told you it was a show. And they went down and they laid Constantina wire all the way down through there. And they dug holes underneath it and they came under and popped up and they came over and they gave them their checks. And, you know, it's how fucking stupid do they, well, don't answer that question. It's not stupidity. I'm telling you, I've been thinking this thing a lot and I talked to a lot of people when I was up north. When I go to the cities, I hate fucking cities. I hate being around people. I feel the way this place that I live has been invaded. I feel crowded. I feel like I'm just fucking in the middle of a crowd. And I hate it, but I talk to everybody. I talk to everybody. And the reason, this shit's going to be like a boom when it happens, okay? Because everybody, I mean, you talk to anybody, and yeah, they ain't taking my guns. That's it. Nope. They ain't taking my fucking guns. I'll shoot them. But why aren't the rallies? Why aren't you hearing that? Why aren't you seeing it, these people and seeing, well, because they're working 6 and 7 fucking days a week just to keep a fucking roof over their head and food in their belly. That's why. They don't have time. I don't know how this Eastern militias get time to go out every weekend and go fucking doing training missions and shit. Do they work? They sure as hell are in a higher fucking class than the people I know. And the people I know would have been during my dad's time would have been middle class to upper middle class with their professions they're doing, but they're having to work 5, 6, 7 days a week just to fucking survive. You can't take a fucking day off. And if you do get one off, you sure as hell aren't up to going out and going and beating the fucking brush. But I tell you, these people are fucking pissed, and they got their guns and they got their ammo. So when this breaks loose, it's going to be, okay, I guess work's over. Now it's time to fucking deal with this. But it's going to be like, oh, where in the hell did all those people come? Well, they were working. That's where they come from. They were fucking working to pay for this fucking shit. To pay for this fucking shit. Families are typically released with notices to appear in immigration court due to legal restrictions on detaining them and lack of holding space. Until now, Customs and Border Protection has detained them briefly. So this is not detaining. Apprehending. You're detaining. You're detaining them long enough to put money in their hands, to put a bus ticket in their hands, to give them a ride to wherever they want to go and release them on us. Like the savages of the frontier. Then briefly before turning them over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, generally within 72 hours to be released pending the outcome of their immigration cases. Not one of them. Do you think of that lying son of a bitch? Think of that lying dirty son of a bitch. When we were telling you, he's a lying dirty son of a bitch. He's lying to your fucking face. Where every one of them's going back, even the DACA, day one, signing, every one of them's going back. And that's why they conned the ignorant. It was more goddamn desperation, you know, just a last hope. But I hope that you fucking idiots out there have got beyond that, that they're not going to throw somebody else up there and go, well, I'll get rid of them all. Bullshit. You don't get to go up that high if you're going to get rid of the fucking slave force that the fucking international elite, that the goddamn corporate aristocracy in this country wants, period. The move came as Homeland, and that's another thing Cornkey said, there's no way to, there's nothing you can do to stop it. So in my case that it's gonna end up like, the vigilante thing, there'll be a few in your town, few more, and then they'll start their fucking gang shit. They'll try to put you in fucking terror. Afraid to fucking go down to the, let your wife go down the store alone. When it reaches that fucking point, then it's vigilante. You hear me out there, you fucking dirty son of a bitches? Vigilante. We still understand what the word means. By God, that's what you want. And then when you come to town, you go, who killed these poor? Who's committing goddamn, what the hell do they call it? Ethnic cleansing. And it's going to be about 500 motherfuckers with fucking rifles saying, we are. Get the fuck out of our town. Or we'll fucking kill you too, you Blackwater piece of shit. The move came as Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nelson wrote to Congress asking for emergency funding for humanitarian and operational needs. If you're an American national, you could set up here. I mean, you go, like I said the other day, you go in the hospital, they do a fucking credit check on you. And if they fix you, fucking amounts to more than what it'll cost to fix you, they'll fix you. If not, fuck you, you're dead. You're just fucking dead. But, I mean, and you get a fucking abscessed tooth. Oh, you gotta wait a fucking month to get to see a dentist to fucking pull an abscess. Go through misery and hell. And oh, we can't give you no opiates for that because the opiates are bad because, well, all of these, fucking foreigners are pumping them in here. The measles outbreaks. You seen the measles outbreak, people? They've been talking a lot about that all across the country. Where the fuck do you think these measles are coming from? Because they don't have the time to screen them. They're coming through fucking with every fucking third world fucking disease that exists. And I'm telling you, this ain't no different than putting smallpox blankets, giving them to the Indians. Because we have been so long, you know, in this country, we eradicated most of this shit. We didn't have all this fucking shit going on. But they're pumping it back in here after we've had a few generations for our immune systems. They're not as strong as those ones that down there that drink out of shitholes on a daily basis. So this is just another fucking soft kill, along with the rest of it. Release notice to appear in court due to legal restrictions on detaining. The move came out as Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nelson wrote to Congress asking for emergency funding for humanity, for them, for these dirty fucking invaders, in fucking facilitating invasion. And yet you had all of the Trumpers, but you know what? They're not a drop in the goddamn ocean to the rest of us. And they fucking know it. They fucking know it. I mean, but you talk about you want to see the treason? Go watch that. Go get a copy of his speech that he gave last week there in fucking, Michigan. That he gave their mission. Listen to it. Look at those son of a bitches. They know what he said. They know he said fucking take the guns. They know he's already fucking did two fucking gun fucking, confiscating the fucking bump stocks and the registration and the fucking, background checks. They know he's already signed anti-gun fucking infringements. They know it. But it's okay with them because you know what? They're a part of it. They believe that because they back this dirty fucking international communist, just like them whites did in Russia. They don't mean us. Well, they've disarmed all these other peasant motherfuckers and killed them. But we're a force. We got goddamn guns. And the communists said, well, of course not. We would never fuck with you. No, you've got guns. All that we ask is that you just come in and register those guns so that we know what they're at. So if any of these other people get a hold of them, these people who shouldn't have them, these people who would be a danger to our communism, get them, that then we'll know where they are. And we can track them down and find out how this happened. And when they brought them guns in, they took their guns and then they took them out the back door. They put him in a rig and they drove him over to a pre-dug fucking pit and they put a fucking bullet in the back of their head. How stupid are our people going to be? Well, dead either way, ain't you? I mean, I guess that's the, I don't know if you call it cowardly, just plain stupid to let somebody kill you and not even put up a fucking fight. Humanitarian and operational needs and the ability to detain families together as long as necessary to deport people faster. You ain't deported nobody. We just had the goddamn fucking article from Ann Coulter. That was just last week. Zero. Zero, 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 zero on every account. Lying son of a bitch. The volume of vulnerable populations is The volume of vulnerable populations is unsustainable. That's what I'm not. No, it says unsustainable. That's it. Our system has been able to cope with high numbers in the past, but the composition of today's flows makes them virtually unmanageable. Isn't that a fucking invasion? My God, people. And like Corky said, I agree with you 100%. No use to go down there. You ain't going to stop them there. You're going to have to, now you're going to fight them in your own fucking towns. They're going to be shooting through your fucking windows of your house, okay? Because you fucking let these dirty son of a bitches fucking, these corporate motherfuckers let them come just right on in. You paid for it. You paid for them to get into your town, so now they're going to be shooting through your fucking windows. You're going to fight them in the streets, okay? You let it happen, and you Trump-tards out there, Trump-tard, Trump-tard, Trump-tard. I'm going to say it a zillion times, and that's what these fuckers are, and that's what they need to be called. Trump-tards. You are fucking retarded. You fucking you went for it, man, and just like this base. But it would bother me more if I thought they were just regular folk, but I know better. I know that it was every Masonic lodge in the fucking two or three states around, all the good old boys and all their associates, all the ones that are, you know, the cliques and the little clans, they all got together and they got their red fucking hats because Donald Trump, their leader, ordered up I need a crowd that looks like a real fucking crowd here. I need some screaming, okay? You call all the Masons and you tell them to be here. That's an order. from the top, okay? So they were all there just, and I mean, my fucking, and we're going to protect your Second Amendment. Yeah, you got fucking idiots. You think we believe it? Because we don't. She wrote, arrests all along the southern border have skyrocketed in recent months. They're not arrests. When you take somebody and you hand them a handful of money and give them a ride, that's not an arrest. I've been through an arrest. I know the difference. Border agents are on track to make 100,000 arrests and denials of entry at the southern border this month. What denials of entry? How many were there? Oh, that Ann Coulter had that in her thing too. How many denials of entry were there? Let me see, what was that number? Zero! They're doing what they did in here. They're just sitting here right in our fucking face and just, the king's not naked. Oh, I love those clothes he's wearing. I mean, they're so stylish, I gotta get me a set. That's how fucking stupid this is. Of entry at the southern border this month, over half of which are families with children. They're gonna deny entry to families with children? They're gonna deny, what? They just now told us at the top of this fucking article that they're not even fucking running them through immigration enforcement. They're not even running them through immigration enforcement. They're just releasing them. So they're going to deny, what's this denial shit? It's just like them talking about apprehensions. There was 10,000 apprehensions. And as soon as they were apprehended, they were given money and fucking bus tickets and plane tickets to come to your fucking neighborhoods and kill you. I'm telling you, people, I don't give it very long. The way they're pouring in here like this, I'm telling you, they'll be shooting up your fucking streets in small towns across this goddamn country. It'll start in the big cities, and then it'll go to the smaller cities, and pretty soon it'll be in the small towns to where you'll drive by just by shoot your fucking house up. Are you ready for this shit? Are you ready to fucking act like a man finally when it finally gets to your goddamn porch and bullets are flying through your fucking house? This is even before Blackwater arrives. And then when you go to take care of the fucking problem, when you all walk outside, you go, no, we ain't putting up with this shit. And you know where they are because they're over there. They've took over the whole south side of your fucking town. And then about 300 or 400 of you just go over there and burn the fucking place down with them in it. Oh, ethnic cleansing. Here comes Blackwater USA. Where you have to be subjugated. You don't get to defend yourself. It's like the people over there in New Zealand. They're telling them, you don't need guns. You know, the only people that have guns will be the gangs, and the gangs just want to shoot each other. Well, there'll be somebody's people shot. You know, oh yeah, that's what gangs are all about. All they do is shoot each other. They don't fucking rob people. They don't fucking break into people's houses. They don't do murder. They don't murder nobody but each other, right? This is how fucking insane it is, people. Jesus. Where were we here? To manage the crush, U.S. Customs and Border Protection is reassessing 750 border inspectors, or reassigning, I'm sorry, 750 border, for 100,000? Boy, that ought to fucking, I mean, and what are they being sent down there for? To stop it or to facilitate it? And we all know the fucking answer. How many have been deported, including the MS-13 gang members that have been apprehended? How many have been deported, including them? You know, the bad guys. None. There was never no intent, just like we told you. 750 border inspectors from their usual duties at the ports of entry to help Border Patrol keep pace with arrivals in between ports of entry. So they're pouring, I mean, so you're going to close the things because they're pouring around the, you know, they walk down, you got a fence, they're calling it speed bumps now. You got a speed bump that's fucking 20 feet long, so you close the border, they'll walk around the other side of it, and this means something? This is all bullshit. This is being facilitated, this is being paid for. You know, they talk about him cutting off the money to fucking, the aid to Honduras and, Guatemala. What about fucking Mexico? If these Mexicans, I mean, he made big threats to the Mexicans, you just gave them $4.1 billion fucking dollars to facilitate this. How stupid do you think we are? It was reported on. You gave him $5.6 billion to Guatemala and Honduras to organize the caravans. You gave $4.1 billion to the Mexicans to get them up here to our fucking border so you can say, well, I can't stop them. This is goddamn Guatemalans and shit. Well, we'll cut off the aid. That's what we'll do. You really think so? Or you think the aid will just go around the corner and come in another way, people? Because, I mean, if you think about the promises that this fucking charlatan made, just stood there and right in your fucking, looked you right in the eyes and lied to you. And all of those fucking phony ass Masons that showed up at that fucking rally in fucking Michigan. Every fucking one of them knows the truth. They just think that they're in on it, you know? They're in on it. They're gonna get, they're all businessmen because they're part of the Masonic Lodge. Every one of them, you know, they want a business and they want fucking slave labor. And they want to be able to look down their nose and spit on people that are intellectually their superiors and fucking physically their superiors. It's time to fucking shoot these motherfuckers and run them out of our fucking country. Every treasonous ass one of them. We've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And I mean, just what the hell can you say? I mean, fucking out of one side of your mouth, you're saying we're apprehending. Out of the other side of your mouth, you're saying we're releasing. Yeah, that's exactly. Is that, I mean, are you stopping them from coming into our country? Well, no, we're not exactly stopping them. Are you giving them money? And you giving them fucking food and fucking doctors and every fucking thing that a fucking poor ass American can't afford to have? Are you giving all that to them as soon as they step across the border and then bringing them into the country as fast as you fucking can? Yes. Yes. And that is the word from the trenches.